You're listening to EPN.
I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, you stop getting it.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Juliana Shaw, who founded Zoli after having her children, the true epitome of a mompreneur. Her goal was to create products that blend substance sustainability, style, and safety into a brand that parents can trust. Today, after 4 short years, the company continues to grow rapidly and will be expanding their product line to include products for school-aged children as well. Juliana, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And you are very welcome. So let's start with telling us all about Zoli. Now, that may be a day's worth, but you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, with Zoli, we are a company that creates modern, practical, and convenient baby feeding and care products. We take ordinary products and make them into eco-friendly, non-toxic, and kids-safe. And as you mentioned earlier, you also said that we are expanding our line. We were definitely focused for the first 4 years on the baby items, but now we are expanding into the older kids' school-aged products since we see a need there for improvement as well.
Why did you start the company, Zoli? I mean, what was the inspiration behind, or what prompted you to start the company?
As you said, mompreneur, it was basically born out of necessity. When I had my first daughter back in 2004, I had started becoming aware of some of the items that she was using that were toxic, had chemicals in it that weren't safe, were leading to developmental issues and such. So becoming aware of that, but I still was working my corporate job. I didn't really think anything of it. Just kind of became aware of it. But then when I had my daughter, second daughter, three and a half years later, the same issues were still there. Nothing had been done in that time. And so I'm like, why isn't there? Why aren't there more awareness about what type of chemicals are being used in your everyday items? Issues of BPA, phthalates, all of those that are endocrine disruptors that are harmful for babies and young children since they don't have the immune system to fight off a lot of those things. So based on that, I kind of took a look around me and said, why not? Why can't we create a safer line of products and give parents the alternative so that they know and can trust that this company started out with a mission of creating safe products and will always be very careful about selection of materials as they're developing and manufacturing their products.
This year, you decided to move into a new area for your company, focusing on products for school-aged children. How do you handle company growth and expansion?
Well, as you know, when we started, we do things organically, and we don't move as quickly as we like to, obviously. In the 4 years that we've been in business, we focused really on the baby items, and we wanted to make sure the baby items, we did it right. And we didn't want to expand too quickly and started spreading ourselves too thin. So as a company, we wanted to make sure that we're maintaining our integrity as a brand. We wanted to listen to our customers to constantly improve products. And so as each year goes by, we would hear from our customers what they needed. Myself included, as a mom, I was seeing the needs as the kids were growing up. And so a lot of time, a lot of planning, and a lot of thinking about it and making sure everybody is okay looking and making sure we find the right factories to manufacture our items. So organic growth, slowly and surely, one step at a time.
Today we are joined by Juliana Shaw, founder of Zoli, where your baby's health is their number one priority, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Juliana, what advice do you have for professionals that have an idea where there is already a market of similar products?
That's a good one. You know, a lot of times people do say that there's already someone that has done it, but you always, as an entrepreneur, you don't always have to invent something new. You really don't need to do something that's never been done before. There's always a lot of people that see gaps in current products, and there's a way to make them better. There's always a way to improve upon them. So if you have an idea, even though there is a similar products out there, if you truly believe that there is a way to do it better and you can launch it and get it done safer, quicker, and better, why not? Step in and just get it done.
Great advice, by the way. Now, what do you think is an important point of starting a successful company?
Having a good idea and finding the right partner, I think, are critical things. You want to make sure that you find someone that is as passionate and as committed to help them make business a success. I think finding that right partner is critical. And luckily for me, I don't know if you are aware, but my husband actually is my partner in this business. And my product, my focus has always been on product development and product marketing, whereas his focus has always been on sales and operations. So both of us have complementary skill sets where it's complementary, so we're not intruding on each other's roles and responsibilities as we continue to grow the business. But also, I think having a comprehensive approach. I mean, when you see what the market is out there, you focus on certain things about the items that you want to bring there. Having that same approach for every single item is the consistent approach, I think, is critical.
Juliana, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Zoli online. And by the way, I did take a look at the website earlier, and what phenomenal products. I actually stayed a while on the website browsing around. Very impressive.
You can definitely check out the website. Our website is www.zolibaby.com. We have all of our information, all of our products there. And then you can also contact us at customerservice@zolibaby.com for more specific questions if you don't find the information on there that you're looking for. And obviously, Facebook is a great way to communicate with us as well. And that's zolibaby@facebook.com.
Very good. And finally, in conclusion, is there anything else we should know about Zoli?
That's a good question. We are a small business, obviously. We are very passionate about making sure that we produce products that are safe, but not only safe, but also practical. So solutions for parents is what we're all about. And try to bring in some of the design element into it and making it a little bit more fun, a little bit more modern, so that parents are not losing their identity as they end up having children.
Nice approach. She is Juliana Shaw, who founded Zoli, where your baby's health is their number one priority, and the website of reference. Go take a look. I think you'll enjoy it. Fabulous products at ZoliBaby.com. Juliana, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.